A real farmer from Frog Jump makes it to Washington. Hello and welcome again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And it is just, again, a humbling experience to be able to go to Washington and to serve. And I'm gonna do my best to make the most of it.
Seventh-generation farmer Stephen Fincher of Crockett County did what no other Republican has done in Tennessee's 8th congressional district since the Civil War, and that is win the election. The 37-year-old first-time candidate did just that.
I told a reporter a couple of months ago, if Congress was full of farmers from Frog Jump, Stephen Fincher wouldn't be running. We've got the smartest people in the world up there, but they're out of touch. We have many that are elitist. They go to Washington. They slam the door in the face of the American people. This is about me coming home and having town hall meetings and being with the constituents and asking what issues are important to you.
And Fincher, who farms row crops with his family, says he'll be back each weekend to stay in touch with those issues. And with his firsthand knowledge of the agricultural industry, he's hoping to share that message with his colleagues in Congress and hopefully serve on the Ag Committee.
We must make sure that our younger generation, that they know that bread doesn't come from the grocery store, that milk doesn't come from the grocery store, that the reason we have a safe and economical food source is the American farmer. Fuel is a national security issue, and so is our food source. We must keep a safe and economical food source in this country.
Congressman Fincher beat out State Senator Roy Herron in the 8th District race, and he joins the state's 6 other Republican representatives and 2 Democrats in our delegation and says he would serve just 12 years if elected.
I love farming. I do. I have missed being out in the field in the harvest this fall, but I love my kids more, and this is for their future.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.